Welcome to the Habits of Success podcast, where we talk about different habits and how you can use them to change your life. My name is Ian Warner, and I am your host. And before we get into today's episode, I got something so awesome to announce to you guys. Coming to this podcast, we had 9,997 listens, downloads as people just like you listening to this podcast. And so by the end, after this podcast goes out, we're easily going to be over 10,000. And I am absolutely ecstatic. I'm so thankful. This is just a testament to showing up every single day. I put this podcast out every single day, whether I want to or not, I put it out. I get up early in the morning, and like right now it's 3:57, and I knock it out. And I'll tell you what, when you start things like this, at first you feel like, man, why am I even doing this? Like, no one's listening. And then all of a sudden one day I check this thing and I'm like, holy crap. Like, we're coming up on, like, I think we're at like 7,000. I'm like, man, we're coming up on 10,000, like way quicker than I thought. And, I just kept showing up, And I just encourage you in whatever you are doing, just keep showing up. Don't let the early results discourage you. You have to do things sometimes for 2 years without expecting any results. And if you get results before 2 years, that's just a bonus. Never forget that. But getting into today's episode, today we are going to be talking about how you can use habits to get your way out of depression. How you can use habits to get as far from depression as you possibly can. Now, I wanna put it like this, and I think in today's world especially, I think a lot of people use the word depressed more than they probably should. I think depression, a lot of people like replace the word sadness with depression now. When someone's sad about something, they just say, I'm depressed. And because mental health and just talking about it in general, we talk about it way more than we ever did 10 years ago. I don't ever remember being in school and someone's even mentioning mental health, to be completely honest with you. And now it's talked about all the time. But I think this is an important topic because I was just having this discussion with my wife. She was struggling and dealing with, she wasn't depressed, but she was just struggling with, you know, being a stay-at-home mom and there's a lot of craziness in the house and working at the same time. She has a lot going on. And so we were talking about this. And also, I think this is really important because, you know, one of my track and my friend who I grew up running track with, like, we did everything together, like, this was my ride or die. I knew him from when we were a little kid. We ended up going to high school together. We weren't expected to because we didn't live anywhere near each other. But I traveled to a school down at the bottom of Toronto in order because they had an athletic program and I knew they had a really good track team. And this kid happened to live in that area, so we went to high school together. But when we were 25, he ended up committing suicide. So, pretty serious stuff. But the one thing that always stood out to me is that this was a very action-driven individual. And unfortunately, another kid who I actually went to school with also ran track with me, also ended up dying very young, overdosed on drugs. And not sure what the case was, whether it was suicide or not. But I this topic really hits me, and it's an important one, a tough one to have, but it's important nonetheless. But I have learned that when people are going through stuff a lot of times in life, the one indicator that I noticed is that their activity starts slowing down. And that's how I know that, like, sleep, like, you can definitely oversleep as well, because a lot of people think, well, if you sleep for 7 hours, well, then sleeping for 12 hours is going to be better. But I think there's like a point where, you know, after you get to like 8 or 9 hours, like, and you're sleeping more, it's not enough activity. Like, it's a representation of something bigger. And when that activity drops off, it's like you're not motivated to take any action on anything. You're just like, well, I don't really want to eat today. I don't want to do anything. I don't feel like going outside. I don't feel like, and your activity just comes to a halt. Whereas someone who is busy and they're just boom, 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 and they're moving from thing to thing to thing to thing, like, they might be stressed out, but often they're able to fend off depression. Not always the case, but and I think that's what, like, losing your job does. Like, think about that. You're going to work, you're hustling, you're loving what you do and blah, blah, blah. But then all of a sudden, bam, you get fired. And it's like, all of a sudden that activity just comes to a halt. Like you don't have anywhere to go anymore. You're spending way more time at home feeling bad for yourself. And it just kind of like a downward spiral. So here's the thing. Habits can help. And the reason why habits can help is because when you are down and out, if you have a habit stack that's ready for you and you can just get that thing going, you will feel better by the end because you are doing something. I will never forget this. So I got fired from my job. Last job I got fired from. And like, I'll never forget this, man. On the weekend, like I think I got fired on like a Thursday. Yeah, no, it was a Thursday. And so Friday was cool. Saturday, Sunday was cool. It didn't hit me until Monday. I remember my alarm went off at 3 and I was like, why am I even getting up? Like, why am I doing anything? Like, why bother? And that was kind of my attitude. I was like, just forget it. I'm just gonna go back to sleep. Like, what's the point? And like, I was having that type of self-defeating language in my head. But you know what I did? I was like, oh my gosh, Ian, just get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. And I got up and I went through, I went down to the basement, gotten the Bible, ended up reading a little bit and just started going through my habits. And by the time I got like halfway through them, I was like, man, I'm so happy I got up. I feel so much better now. And as I kept doing stuff, I felt better and better and better and better. And before you know it, it would end up being a great day. Now, I'm not saying to you that whatever you're going through, I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying sadness. I'm not saying any of that. What I am saying is this. If you are feeling down, do not allow yourself to spend time just not doing anything for long periods of time. Like, I'm not saying that you should never rest, you should never chill, but if you find yourself having a large amount of time outside of your normal, where you're just doing nothing, that is not a good thing. So if you usually watch TV for an hour a day, then watch TV for an hour a day. If you watch TV for two, that's what you do, then watch TV, that's fine. But if you find that to be like 6-7 hours, that's a problem. If you usually sleep for 8 hours, sleep for 8 hours, but don't let 8 become 9, 10, 11. Get up, go eat, go do what you normally do. Get yourself in a rhythm and don't let that habit stack go away. And if you don't even have one, you never have done one, then this is a perfect time to start. Start with something and start with one thing that brings you joy, that brings you hope. Like, I think a great one is reading the right book. Like, obviously, you want to be reading the right book at this point in time. If you've had something tragic happen to you, you want to read a book that's going to bring you hope. And then once you get in the habit of doing that and you're consistent with that, and then maybe you start working out and you start adding in some other things into your routine. But don't get it twisted here. When you are feeling down and out, your everything in you is trying to stop you. It's trying to slow you down. It's trying to get you to just be melancholy and feel bad for yourself. But when you take action, you fight that. You show yourself like, no, like I am sad, but I still am going to do what I need to do every single day. I'm still going to work towards my dreams. I'm still going to work towards my mission. This is not going to beat me or stop me. And as soon as you start taking that attitude, the reason why habits play in nicely is because habits are just automatic actions. They're actions you take daily without thinking about it. You don't think about brushing your teeth. You don't think about what shoe you tie first. You don't think about those things. It's a habit. So if you get into the habit of taking actions that fight off depression, then depression will have that much harder of a time injecting itself into your life. That's what I'm saying here today. So if you already have habits and you're feeling down and out, don't let those habits get away. Get on Habit Stacker, download it now, get on it, and make sure you're checking off green on every single habit every single day. If you never have done it before, start off with one thing that is super joyful for you. Do that thing every single day. And do it just for a little bit. You don't have to do it for any crazy amount of time. Just get started and make sure that you are feeling a little bit better every single day. But the thing is that you need to know is that the power is in your hands, and it always will be.